how to serve in eternity.
今天要讲到的侍奉呢，是讲到这个侍奉的人呢，他自己的婚姻这件事情上，神是怎么样的心意。
Today we're talking about the ministry, people who serve God in marriage.
马可福音第十章第一节，耶稣从那里起身，来到犹太的境界，并约旦河外，众人又聚集到他那里，他又照常教训他们。
So book of Mark chapter 10 verses 1, Jesus then left that place and went into the region of Judea and across Jordan. Again, crowds of people came to him, and as was his custom, he taught them.
有法利赛人来问他说，人休妻可以不可以，意思要试探他。
Some Pharisee came and tested him by asking, is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
事实上这句话英文的意思就是说夫妻离婚合法吗
So in English, it's lawful for a man to divorce his wife?
我们在人与人的关系里面呢有情有理有法
So the relationship between man are love, logic, and law
爱情或者是讲道理或者是用法律的
So we're talking about love, logic, and law
结果法利赛人来问婚姻的事情的时候呢，他是用法律的角度来问的。
So Pharisee asked Jesus from the point of view of law.
事实上，在婚姻在家庭的里面呢，事实上，一旦讲到法的时候，那表示这个问题已经很严重了。
So when Mary is talking about law, then it's a serious matter.
在家庭的关系里面，应该是爱情是第一位。
Because in household, love should be number one.
第二位才是讲道理
Then logic
那最后呢才讲到法律
Last should be law
当然在社会上刚好次序刚好反过来
In society the sequence totally reversed
这个是法利赛人提出来的一个问题
This is a question posed by Pharisee
但是我们仔细去看这个主耶稣的教导里面呢这些看起来好像是偶发的事情呢，实实在在是在他的对门徒的教导里面的进度。
There's no coincidence about Jesus' teaching. Follow a certain sequence.
所以耶稣为着门徒将来要侍奉上帝呢，他必须有一个很清楚的教导，对于这个侍奉人，你的婚姻到底是怎么样的一个看待。
So as God's servants, their view of marriage is very important too.
耶稣回答说：“摩西吩咐你们的是什么
？”So Jesus answered, "What did Moses command you?"
He replied, 当讲到婚姻的时候呢，一定必须要有所依据的。
So there is a certain foundation in marriage.
事实上，耶稣的回答就是说：“你们的依据是什么
？”What's your foundation for marriage?
因为他们提出来的问题是说，夫妻离婚的话可以不可以，合法不合法
？Because their question was, "Is it lawful for a man to divorce his wife?"
所以耶稣说要有根据的，这个根据是摩西的根据，因为犹太人是从摩西的这个律法里面教导出来的。
So that's why his answer was, "What did Moses command you?"
结果这些法利赛人呢，他们说摩西许人写了休书便可以休妻。
They said Moses permitted a man to write a certificate of divorce and send her away.
所以法利赛人呢，他们也有找到根据了，他们找到根据说摩西在。教导了里面吩咐了说如果 许可人呢来写这个离婚证书呢那就可以把它休掉了就可以离婚了
The Pharisee found their argument in Moses' teaching
所以法利赛人是不是很努力查圣经呢
So are they studied Bible?
是吧、啊、确实答案是是的 他们真的是努力的查圣经
They try very hard to study the scripture
待会我要把他们查出来圣经给各位看
So I will show you how they're studied.
耶稣就回答说：“摩西因为你们的心硬啊，所以写这条例给你们。
”It was because your hearts were hard that Moses wrote you this law. Jesus replied.
那法利赛人是在哪个地方找到这处的圣经呢
？Where did they find the verses in the scripture?
好，这处的圣经呢，是在《生命记》啊，二十四章。
So that's in Deuteronomy chapter 24.
我想有好多人可能不知道有这样的一个吩咐。
So probably most people are not familiar with this.
所以法利赛人是很努力查圣经的。
So Pharisee actually studied Bible in a very thorough way.
生命记二十四章第一节说：“人若娶妻以后，见他有什么不合理的事，不喜悦他，就可以写休书交在他手中，打发他离开夫家。”
In Deuteronomy chapter 24, verses 1, if a man marries a woman who becomes displeasing to him because if he finds something indecent about her, then he write her a certificate of divorce, give it to her, and send her from his house.
他发现有不合理的事，在英文的话叫做不庄重的事，在夫妻关系里面不庄重的，那这个事实上也是相当严重的一件事情。
Something indecent about her is a very serious matter.
也就是说，他娶了一个妻子以后呢，发现在他妻子身上呢有一些不合理、不庄重的事情呢，他就可以写离婚证书，就叫他回他自己的家去了。
So if he finds something indecent about his wife, he can write her a certificate of divorce and send her home.
所以这些法利赛人去找到这一节经节啊，哇，就觉得说这个就是离婚的依据了。
So the Pharisee based their argument for divorce on this verse.
但是我们再看往下看，我们就要了解说为什么上帝在律法里面放这样的一个条例在里面。第二节，妇人离开夫家以后，可以去嫁别人。
And if after she leaves his house, she becomes the wife of another man.
后夫若恨恶她，写休书交在她手中，打发她离开夫家，或是娶她为妻的后夫死了。
And her second husband dislike her and write her a certificate of divorce, give it to her and send her from his house, or if he dies.
打发他去的前夫不可在妇人玷污之后再娶她为妻，因为这是耶和华所憎恶的，不可使耶和华你神所赐为业之地被玷污了。
Then her first husband who divorced her is not allowed to marry her again after she has been defiled. That would be detestable in the eyes of the Lord. Do not bring sin upon the land the Lord your God is giving you as an inheritance.
事实上，我们刚才所读的圣经呢，这是神真正完整的意思是这样子。
So from the scripture, we can see the true meaning of God's teaching.
刚才法利赛人就想要找一个想要离婚呢，就找一个理由是从圣经里面出来，所以他找到了之后呢，他只引了前面的第一节说，如果他觉得不满意，他就可以给他休书了。
And Pharisees are taking this out of context.
事实上，我们从这里看见神启示摩西啊，这段经文事实上真正的用意是要强调夫妻关系之间的贞洁。
So this is the true meaning of God's intention for marriage.
不能随随便便换来换去。
You can't just change it randomly according to your own will.
那法利赛人是为了要找离婚合法的借口啊，终于找到了。
Pharisee was pleased to find an excuse for divorce.
但是他们并不去看整个经文神的心意，他把它切割一部分来达到自己的方便。
They didn't really read into the essence, but taking it out of context.
这就是叫做灵不对。主耶稣说，因为你们的心硬。
That's why Jesus said, because your heart is hardened.
神本来要强调的一个点就是说，这个婚姻不能随随便便的。所以他举一个例子，就是有个丈夫这样的做了，后来他那个妻子 的后夫呢死了以后，他要再回到前夫的时候呢，这是不许可的。
So marriage is solemn in God's eye. That's why God said if this woman marry again, even the second husband die, she cannot remarry her first husband.
就是讲到说婚姻是不能随随便便，这是神本来真正的意思在这里。
This is the true meaning.This is it's solemn in marriage relationship.
但是因为犹太人心硬啊，想找一个合法方便的，结果把这个神本来的意思呢就曲解了。
Because Pharisees' hearts are hardened, so it's convenient for them to twist God's meaning.
所以我们来读圣经的时候呢，我们的灵一定要对的。
So we have to be spiritually right in reading scriptures.
如果灵不对呢，不但看不到神本来真正的原意呢，还会弄出很奇奇怪怪的一种运用。
If you're not follow Holy Spirit's teaching, then the scripture will be twisted.
那最后就会进到一个死胡同里面。
Then we will run into dead end.
人对神的灵不对啊，圣经就会向你关闭了。
and the Holy Spirit will be close to you.
即使像有这个法利赛人那么样努力想要读圣经呢，还读不出神本来的意思来。
Even Pharisees always study law all the time, but they cannot understand the true meaning.
所以我们劝弟兄姐妹，我们要用一个敬畏谦卑的态度来读圣经。
So we should be humble in reading scriptures.
事实上，生命记二十四章在前面的两章，生命记二十二章的时候呢，事实上神还有另外一件事情来交代他们。在生命记第二十二章第十三节，这里说：“人若娶妻与他同房之后，恨恶他。”
So further in chapter 22, Deuteronomy verses 13, if a man takes a wife and after lying with her, dislike her,
信口说他将丑名加在他身上，说我娶了这女子与他同房，见他没有贞洁的凭据。
And slander her and give her a bad name, saying, I married this woman, but when I approach her, I did not find proof of her virginity.
女子的父母就要把女子贞洁的凭据拿出来，带到本城门长老那里。
Then the girl's father and mother shall bring proof of that she was a virgin to the town elders at the gate.
女子的父亲要对长老说，我将我的女儿给这人为妻，他恨恶她。
The girl's father will say to the elders, I gave my daughter in marriage to this man, but he dislikes her.
信口说他说，我见你的女儿没有贞洁的凭据，其实这就是我女儿贞洁的凭据。父母就把那布铺在本城的长老面前。
Now he has slandered her and said, I did not find your daughter to be a virgin, but there's the proof of my daughter's virginity. Then her parents shall display the cloth before the elders of the town.
本城的长老要拿住那人，惩治他。
And the elder should take the man and punish him.
并要罚他一百舍客勒银子给女子的父亲，因为他将丑名加在以色列一个处女身上，女子仍做他的妻，终身不可休他。
Then they shall fine him 100 shekels of silver and give.them to the girl's father, because this man has given the Israelite virgin a bad name. She shall continue to be his wife. He must not divorce her as long as he lives.
所以这个法利赛人他们可以找到二十四章讲到说，只要不满意就可以休他，他却没有看见神的心意，并且在前面两章而已，神已经把他对婚姻的心意已经很清楚地表达出来。
So we should refer both chapter 24 and 22nd Deuteronomy to see the true meaning of God's intention.
所以在二十二章的时候讲到说，这个女子呢，她的丈夫因为不喜欢她，就想找一个理由把她休掉。
In chapter 22, the husband disliked his wife and tried to divorce him by slandering her.
那她的父母，这个女子的父母呢，找到了证据以后呢，来证明这个女子是一个处女，所以希望。澄清 她的女儿的地位。
The parents showed the proof of her virginity, tried to clear her name.
所以我们看见这样的一个情况发生的时候呢，那个女子还有甚至那个女子的父母都已经在这个丈夫的面前蒙了羞了，遭受到耻辱了。
So they were disgraced by her husband. The disgrace was on her and her parents.
但是圣经里面讲到说，在这样的情况之下，大家相处已经很尴尬了。
So it's difficult to live together under such circumstances.
神仍然不许可离婚。
But still, God disallowed divorce.
所以这个很尴尬的事情，用一百舍客勒银子呢，来赔偿他的这个丑名。
So the husband was fined 100 shekels silver.
但是婚姻一定还要继续维持，也就是在很困难的情况之下，婚姻仍然。还要维持下去。
Despite the difficulty, the marriage should continue.
所以事实上，在二十二章的时候，神已经表明了我对婚姻的态度是这样的严谨、这样的严肃来看待的。
So in chapter 22, show God's for marriage is very solemn and strict and serious.
所以主耶稣才会指责法利赛人说：“因为你们的心硬，因为你们的灵不对。”
That's why Jesus accused Pharisees, "Your hearts are hardened."
所以才会大卫才会向神祷告说：“求你赐给我清洁的心，正直的灵。”
So that's why David prayed, "Give me the righteous heart and clean Holy Spirit."
我要向我们当中的年轻人说啊， 属灵的事情呢是单行道的。
The spiritual thing is one-way street.
灵，你的灵若对的话，一切事情就会很顺畅的。
If Holy Spirit guides you, everything will be fine.
如果你的灵不对呢，你就看不见，你常常会被卡住，会蒙蔽的。
If you contradict the Holy Spirit, then you will stumble and cannot see the truth.
圣经是用来顺服，来领受上帝的福气的。
So we should submissive and receive His blessing.
圣经不是用来辩论、来抬杠、来怀疑的。
And Bible is not the source for argument.
所以这个是单行道的。
So it's one way only.
在我们教会的里面，你必须第一开始出发的点一定是你需要相信耶稣为你的罪而死。
The starting point is that you believe Jesus died for your sin.
他复活了。
He resurrected.
你要相信接受。
You believe and accept that.
有了这样的相信接受，又下一步就是你必须要受洗，这是单行道的。
Then the next step should be baptism.
你受洗了以后呢，你才能够领受主的饼和杯。
After baptism, then you can partake the Lord's Supper.
然后接下来你才能够侍奉上帝。
Then you can serve in ministry.
这个次序是不能改变的。
There's the sequence has to be this way.
你的灵对的时候，你就会顺服的走下去，按这条方向就一步一步的走下去。
Holy Spirit will guide you on the right path according to this sequence.
你不能说我还没有信，但是我要受洗。
You can say, I don't believe, but I want to get baptized.
或者是我还没有受洗，但是我要领饼和杯。
Or I'm not baptized, but I want to partake the Lord's Supper.
或者说我还没有受洗，但是我要在教会里面侍奉。
Or I'm not baptized, but I want to serve in church.
如果这样的话，你走走走，你慢慢的，你就会走到死巷里面去，死胡同里面去的。
Then you will reach that end pretty soon.
所以需要常常跟主求，不要给我一个错误刚僻的灵来误解圣经。
So pray to the Lord, be submissive. Let the Holy Spirit guide you to understand the true meaning of Scripture.
很辛苦的人就是他的灵不对，他以为他懂圣经，但是他还在黑暗当中，他不知道怎么走出来。
Sometimes people not following the guidance of Holy Spirit in darkness.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须花时间来读圣经。
That's why we need to study Bible.
因为法利赛人都努力读圣经啊。
Even Pharisees study Bible.
耶稣，你可以看得出来，他比他们更深入、更了解圣经。
But you know Jesus truly understands the Scripture.
因为他就是原来圣经的作者。
Because he's the author of the Scripture.
所以他可以告诉他们说，你们所读的、读出来的是读错了，因为你们心硬，所以才读错了。
So he can tell your hearts are hardened. That's why you don't understand the true meaning of Scripture.
所以耶稣要我们明白，服侍他的人。对婚姻的态度是非常的重要。
So it's important for God's servant to understand the true meaning of marriage.
主耶稣来告诉他的门徒说，但从起初创造的时候，神造人是造男造女。
So in the beginning, God created man and woman.
为什么神要造男造女呢？
Why God created man and woman?
因为一个人不完全。
Because man or woman by itself is not complete.
所以耶稣对造完的亚当说，那人独居不好。
So that's why it's no good for man to be alone.
有的人自以为是，觉得自己最伟大，自己的需要是最重要的。
Some people are full of himself, thinking only me, me, me.
我讲的意思是，当结了婚了以后，他还是觉得自己是最伟大的，所以我的需要是最重要的。
Even after marriage, some people thinking he's a whore,needs are the most important thing in marriage.
你要思想到为什么神起初是造男和造女。
So you have to think why God created man and woman.
因为一个男的你还不是完整的。
Because neither man nor woman.
你是一个女的，你也还不是完整的。
So man incomplete, woman incomplete.
所以在这个婚姻的里面，你要知道，我们是因为不完整，所以我们必须再结婚的。
Because we are incomplete on our own, that's why we need to get married.
不能只有每件事都是我的需要最重要。
You can't just satisfy yourself alone.
如果在婚姻的里面，如果有这样一方是这种态度的话，这个人是一个非常幼稚而且无知、非常自私的人。
It's very childish for one party to feel this way just about his or her own needs.
因为神造人的时候是造男造女。
Because God created man male and female.
第七节说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife.
为什么要离开父母呢？
Why will leave his father and mother?
这个不是给不要孝顺父母的一个借口。
This is not excuse not to pay attention to parents.
这个离开的意思就是希望你要结婚的话呢，你必须怎样？你必须要成长，你必须要成熟，而且你能够独立，能够负责任。
Leave his father and mother means matured and be responsible.
所以这边的年轻人，你如果你还没有结婚的话，你要知道你是不是已经是一个成熟的、能够独立的，而且能够负责任的人。如果你不是的话，你还没有资格结婚的。
Young people, you have to think about whether you're mature and responsible before getting married.
所以如果你有对象的时候呢，你找你的兄弟或姐妹啊，到你的对象的房间里面去看一看就知道了。
So if you have boyfriend or girlfriend, have your sister and brothers check them out.
Check their room.
Check the room.
如果那个房间里面乱七八糟的话，我看你最好立刻刹车，等候时间。
If the room is messy, you probably hold off.
因为这个人他仍然是依赖父母，还没有真正成熟独立的人。
Because a messy room means they're not.Responsible and mature, they are still depending on their parents.
连他自己的房间他都没有办法负起责任，这样的对象是很危险的。
You can't even tidy up your own room. That's very dangerous.
所以离开父母与妻子要二人成为一体，所以就必须从我进入到我们。
So leave his father and mother be united to his wife, then turning from me to us, we, ours.
所以我在这里问我们当中的弟兄或姐妹，你称你对方的丈夫或妻子的父母是说你的父母，还是说我们的父母？
So brother and sister, how do you call your spouse's parents? Your parents or our parents?
这个地方就看出来区别就在这里，我们是不是真正是一体的？
So the difference being, are we really joined together as one?
有一对新婚夫妇啊，他的妻子跟他讲说，我们结婚了以后呢，所有的事情都必须是我们，不能讲我或你。
A newlywed wife told husband, from now on, everything is we, not just you or I.
新婚的第二天早上，他的先生早上起来就到浴室里面去。
The next day, the husband went into restroom.
他的太太在那里说，你在做什么啊？
So the wife asked what you were doing.
他的先生没有声音。
There's no answer.
他很急在问你在做什么啊？
So she asked again.
他的先生回答说我在刮我们的胡子。
So the husband replied, I was shaving our beard.
我是讲我们一定要学习是我们，因为我们已经成为一体了。
Because we united, so it should be we, ours.
为什么成为一体里面很重要一件事情，就讲到彼此的信仰是非常非常重要的。
That's the religious belief is very important.
如果两个人都有原来就有相同的信仰的话，你会发现往后的日子争吵的机会就相对的减少很多很多。
If both are of same faith, then the chance of getting a quarrel or argument down the line will be less.
但是这个有一个很重要的保证，就是必须两个人都愿意来追求耶稣基督。
But both are willing to pursue Jesus in their heart.
如果一个很热心追求主，另外一个很冷淡的话，还是会出问题的。
But if one zealous, one lukewarm, then the problem will happen.
第八节说，既然如此，夫妻不再是两个人，乃是一体的了。
And the two will become one flesh, so they are no longer two, but one.
这个讲到夫妻两个人就变成一起来经历生命。
So become one flesh to really experience life.
必须彼此安慰，彼此鼓励。
Comfort each other, encourage each other.
彼此包容，彼此赦免。
Accept each other, forgive each other.
彼此扶持，彼此祷告。
Support each other, pray for each other.
这里是说神看他们乃是一体了
，because become one flesh。
所以不是只是说他们两个在一起就两个在一起，而是神看他们你们是一个单位。
God regards them as one unit.
神看他们两个在一起是看成他是合一的。
So regards two as one.
所以谁破坏了这个合一，就是破坏了神的合一。
So who break up this union is breaking up God's oneness.
神会追讨的。
So God will punish them.
因为神看破坏这个合一的人是破坏他自己所定的合一。
Because the breaking up is breaking God's intention.
所以勾引破坏人家婚姻的第三者，神一定会审判你的。
So if adultery, adulterate, God will definitely punish the adulterer.
所以第九节说，所以神配合的人不可以分开。
Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate.
我们在这里要看见一件很重要的事情，就是这个婚姻从起头。第六节说起初神创造，第九节说神配合。
So from verse 6 to 9, at the beginning of creation, God made, and then joined together, let men not separate.
所以神创造，然后神又配合。
God create and God joined together.
所以这个婚姻是为着谁的？
So who made the marriage?
他既然创造，然后他又配合。难道只是单单为着我吗？
So God create and join together, is that just for me?
或者甚至只为我们而已吗？
Or just for us?
婚姻是为着谁？
What's the purpose of marriage?
我们的婚姻是为着上帝的原因。
We have to glory God in our marriage.
不是只是享受在那里享受说我跟你之间多甜蜜而已。
It's not just home sweet home only.
乃是我们的婚姻是为着要荣耀上帝。
To glorify God in our marriage.
你们来看这个图画。
Seeing a picture of home sweet home.
两个罪人结合在一起。
Two sinners joined together.
他们来自于不同的环境，不同的背景。
From different backgrounds.
这两个罪人能够怎么样来依靠上帝的恩典，绝对不分开。
How can two sinners can join together forever based on God's grace?
共同去面对困难、痛苦跟挑战
，and facing challenge, difficulty together,
能够彼此去顺服
，and submit to each other.
这个如果不是一个更高的目的，不是只是为着我，也不是只是为着我们，乃是为着上帝。
Without higher purpose, just for me or us, then it won't last.
这个婚姻是一生一世的。
Marriage is lifelong.
我们记得在很多的婚姻的里面呢，有婚姻的誓言。
There's many vows when you officiate at a wedding.
基督信仰的婚姻是一男一女，一夫一妻，一生一世。
So it's one man, one woman, husband and wife for as long as they shall live.
在婚姻的誓约里面，在上帝与众人的面前。
In the presence of God, our family.
我愿承诺做你忠实的伴侣。
I offer my solemn vow to be your lawful partners.
无论健康或疾病。
In health and in sickness.
顺境或逆境。
In good and in difficulty.
富裕或贫穷。
For rich and in poor.
快乐或忧愁。
In joy as well as sorrow.
我承诺我将毫无保留地爱你。
I promise I will love you unconditionally.
支持你，尊重你。
To support you.
与你同欢笑，同哭泣。
To honor you, respect you, to laugh with you and cry with you.
一生一世爱着你。
And to cherish you for as long as we both shall live.
对我们当中的老夫老妻，是不是很遥远，不记得了呢？
For some of you, maybe it's very distant. Do you still remember your wedding vows?
这是一个很严肃的一个誓言。
It's a very serious and solemn vow.
这里讲到一生一世。
They talk about as long as we both shall live.
所以我们的婚姻来世我们就不做夫妻的。
So in next life we may not be husband and wife.
所以在主里呢，在来世的话呢，我们是在主里的话，就彼此为弟兄姐妹。
So in eternity we'll be brother and sister.
不然的话，天堂就会搞帮派啊。
Otherwise there'll be separations in heaven.
但当然，如果到地狱去的话呢，那是你根本不会看到对方的。
If you're in heaven, you won't see each other anyway.
因为在地狱里面，每一个人都是单独隔离开的。
Because everyone is on his own.
绝对没有牛郎织女可以相会的。
So you cannot meet with your husband or wife.
如果在地狱里面还能够相会，那那个地方怎么会叫做地狱呢？
So there's no point being hell if you can still meet with your husband and wife.
所以只有到天堂，大家两位都一起到天堂，才有机会大家在那里彼此为弟兄姐妹。
So only both husband and wife enter heaven, then they can be brother and sister forever.
所以有些宗教他在那里叫人要练功啊，要 练到一种境界啊，能够自己独立啊，真的地狱就是需要这样。
Some religions stress on self-discipline so that you can be on your own. That's good only for hell.
我们对婚姻的认识知道，既然只有今生今世一生一世的话，我们要珍惜它。
So that's why, as long as we both shall live, we should cherish our spouses.
这是一个属灵成长最好的环境。
So this is the best environment for spiritual growth.
因为每一件事情都是真的。
Because everything in marriage is true.
你几乎没有办法隐瞒对方的。
You can't hide from your spouse.
所以我们要靠着主的恩典，在婚姻里面荣耀这位上帝。
So in His grace, we need to glorify God.
一定会遇到很多的艰难。
So there'll be trials and tribulation in marriage.
但是你一想到在这个艰难当中，我怎么样能够在这艰难中，是因为我依靠这位上帝来荣耀他的名。
How can we overcome? Only relying on God's grace.
在这么难的环境之下，上帝你的恩典仍然够我用。
His grace is always sufficient, no matter how difficult.
这样人看见了你的生活的表现的时候，他就知道这个荣耀是来自于上帝的。
When others see your marriage, then they will see you glorify. You give glory to God.
苏格拉底曾经说，你如果有一个好妻子，你可以过很愉快的生活。
Socrates said, if you have a good wife, you will live happily ever.
如果你有一个不好的妻子的话，你就可以成为一个哲学家。
So if your wife is difficult, then you become a philosopher.
所以有不好的伴侣呢，反倒能够帮助你更成功。
So a bad spouse will help you succeed.
好，主耶稣跟群众讲完以后，他到了屋里呢，门徒就问他这事。
So when they were in the house again, the disciple asked Jesus about this.
弟兄姐妹，事实上这整个的过程，连那个法利赛人会来试探耶稣，都是在神掌管的里面，因为这是他要对门徒所上课的课程。
So God knows all. Even the Pharisees' question was a teachable moment for his disciples.
因为一个侍奉上帝的人，你的婚姻是一个很重要的一件事情。
One who served God, marriage is very important to God as well.
我们来看社会上的婚姻的事情。
So let's look at marriage from the point of view of society.
在这个社会上犯淫乱的事情是相当普遍的。
So it's common to have adultery nowadays.
我来讲几位历史上的人物。
A lot of historical figures.
美国的 J.F. Kennedy, 这个也是一个犯淫乱的人。
So John F. Kennedy committed adultery.
像马丁路德 King 啊，也是一个犯淫乱的人。
Martin Luther King did the same.
中国的孙中山、蒋介石、毛泽东、蒋经国都犯了淫乱。
And even in China, Chiang Kai-shek, Sun Yat-sen, and everyone.
毛泽东。
Chairman Mao.
And also Chiang Kai-shek's son.
And Chiang Kai-shek's son also.
在美国的话 ，Bill Clinton 他也是犯淫乱的。
So what about in America? Bill Clinton did the same.
John Edward.
And John Edward.
这些人都犯了淫乱。
They are all adulterers.
我觉得中国有一句话用得很不好，叫做风流。
So they said, well, if you're like womanizer, it seems like a compliment to men.
应该把这个风流改成通用字，叫做禽兽。
But actually, it's just like animal.
因为风流好像 还有一些地方可夸的。
So as a womanizer seems to be something to be proud of.
但是我们知道社会是如此，教会的里面也是如此。
But even in church, we have similar problem too.
过去教会里面有一个叫 Jim Baker 的。
What about Jim Baker?
Jimmy Swagger 的。
Jim Swagger.
还有最近还有一个叫 Eddie Long 的。
And Eddie Long.
还有很多天主教里面。那些同性恋，那些对小孩子做不对的性侵犯的这些人
，and pedophile in Catholic priests，
当在教会的里面，如果你一触犯到这个事情被显出来的时候，大家知道的时候，你就永远再也不能再侍奉了。
So you're exposed in church that you cannot serve in church anymore.
侍奉是一直要到永恒的。
But ministry is a lifelong process to eternity.
在启示录的最后一章，在新天新地里面，所有的人都要侍奉上帝。
In new heaven and earth in Revelation, everyone will serve God.
弟兄姐妹，如果在这个侍奉的过程中，我们犯了淫乱的话，你的侍奉就必须被切除。
If in ministry you commit adultery, you can no longer serve.
这是何等大代价的一件事情。
So it's a very disrespectful thing.
所以十一节耶稣对他们说，凡休妻另娶的，就是犯奸淫，辜负他的妻子。
That's why verses 11, he answered, anyone who divorces his wife and marry another woman commits adultery against her.
妻子若离弃丈夫另嫁，也是犯奸淫的。
And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery.
所以在这里我们可以看见主耶稣很清楚地讲到一件事情，就是不可以离婚。
So Jesus clearly indicated no divorce.
如果离婚以后再嫁或再娶，那就是犯淫乱。
So divorcee marry again commits adultery.
但是这里要注意啊，主耶稣讲这句话意思就是说，如果是对方犯淫乱的话，是可以离婚的。
But if your spouse commit adultery, it's okay to divorce your spouse.
因为当对方犯奸淫的时候呢，他就已经破坏了上帝的合一。
Because the spouse commit adultery broke the covenant from God.
所以这样的话就不在这个范围之内。
Then this rule no longer apply.
但是如果不是因为对方犯淫乱而离婚的话，再娶再嫁那就是犯淫乱。
If divorce not because of adultery, then remarriage equal to adultery.
因为他犯了他侵犯到上帝所命定的合一。
Because it violates the covenant set by God.
所以今天你回到家里面，你要看着你的丈夫和你的妻子，你要知道你好宝贵啊。
So when you go home, look at your spouse. They are so precious.
让我们两个一起来保护这个上帝所给我们的合一。
Let's protect the covenant from the Lord together.
所以侍奉主的人绝对不可以离婚，要在这个范围内共同努力去依靠主，去经历主，去仰望主。
So in ministry, the servant should not divorce. We need to depend on God and work the marriage together.
我们的婚姻里面不再是为着我而活。
It's not just for ourselves alone.
也不是只是为着我们两个人而活。
It's not just for husband and wife.
乃是为着上帝而活。
It's for the glory of God.
因为他创造，他配合。
He created, he united.
所以是为着他，是为着他的见证。
It's because to him, for his witness.
婚姻是神圣的。
So it's holy matrimony.
婚姻更是属灵的。
And marriage is spiritual.
婚姻不容易的。
It's difficult in marriage sometimes.
所以更需要仰望上帝的恩典。
That's why we need to rely on God's grace.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你创造了我们，你也配合了我们。
You created us and you united us.
那样的奇妙，在人海当中，你把我们两个配合在一起。
It's wonderful you pick husband and wife together.
我们需要靠着你的恩典往前走。
We need your grace to move forward.
将那离婚的念头从我们当中退出去。
Cast out the idea of divorce from our mind forever.
靠着你的恩典，坚持在这婚姻上荣耀你，见证你。
In your grace, let our marriage be glory to you.
我们当中有需要安慰和扶持的，求你医治我们。
If we need comfort and healing, please grant that to us.
我们在困难当中，我们仍然望见你在我们身上所命定的荣耀。
In our difficulty, we still look upon your glory.
愿你在我们每天的日子里面显出你奇妙的作为来。
May your miracle be with us daily.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
好，我们翻开诗歌本第304首的照我本相来回应今天牧师的讲道。
Let us turn to
hymn 请大家站立。
Let us turn to hymn number 304, Just as I Am Without One Plea.
诗歌本第304首，照我本相。
Just as I am without one plea, 为你流血替我受苦，并且将我救你的身救主耶稣。
请坐。
Please be seated.
现在是收取奉献的时候，让我们用这个机会思念主对我们的恩典。请艾希尔上来帮助收一下奉献。 Good morning, brother and sister. 兄弟姐妹平安。哇，非常高兴。我说每次我一社会就有新朋友，今天我们又有新朋友。So welcome new friends. So 我们有吴光勇先生和黎美宝女士，是吧？是，请你们给我们做个自我介绍好吗 ？Could you introduce yourself a little bit to us？欢迎啊！等会也欢迎跟我们一起午餐。今天是 Ponuck， 有很多好吃的。I'm very pleased that I'm also see not a new friend, but friends who went to summer vacation but come back today. So 今天也非常高兴看见。我们的老朋友从这个夏日度假又回来了。Welcome to our warm spirit family. 欢迎你回到我们这个温暖的属灵的家，欢迎你们回来。用句中文说是久违了。我们的这个 use 懂不懂什么叫久违呢？你们是考中文 SAT 可能会应。Speaking of our spirit family, there's a good news there that we will have a new life join us, and that on September 30th we will have a baptism.In our Sunday service. So, if you want needed to witness through baptism for His grace of your salvation, so please contact Pastor Xiao and also our chairperson Wei, Sister Wei, or the youth director David. So, 说到我们属灵的家，我们将有新的生命，加入我们这属灵的家。这个月，9月30日，我们将有这个，举行这个敬礼。啊，这个九月份我们非常好。上个星期我们是 Family Day， 这个月的最后一个星期，我们也有这个 Baptism， 我们这个家庭要expand， 我们家庭要扩大。So, 心里有感动，愿意受浸者，也请你们向这个肖牧师，或者像韦姐妹，这个青少年可以向我们的 David 去报名。也是 Welcome new life to our church. 下面一些事情有点老生常谈啊，但还是谈一谈吧。诗班午餐后继续念唱，这个我们也将听到诗班美妙的歌声。So choir, so we still have a practice after lunch. So please join us. 青少年团契本周五下午7:30仍然在教堂举行。这是有音乐练习和查经，就是还是请青少年也邀请你们的朋友来参加。实际上我听说，对，是有我们有特别的活动，是吧？Okay, that's a good news. So we'll have a party time Friday. start from 6:30 p.m. So please come join us. So, 非常好消息，我们又有 party 又有吃呢。这个礼拜五下午6:30，我们要为威斯利送行是吧？这个，我们青少年有个 party， 6:30开始。然后在8:30呢，我们也请青少年和父母与牧师、理事会主席还有青少年辅导，就是 Wei 和 David， 我们要一起开会商量这个青少年外出活动的规划和计划，也请大家参加。就是September 14th, Friday at 8:30 p.m. So we will meet with our youth and their parents together with Pastor Xiao, Chairperson Wei Jing, and Youth Director David to discuss youth outing program and rules. So please come to join us. 9月15日，礼拜六上午9:00到12:00，我们有这个理事会，请全体新旧理事务必出席。So September 15th, Sunday, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. We will have a church council meeting in our church building. So all council members, please attend the meeting. 9月23日，星期日5:30下午5:30，在那个真道浸信会神学院有那个感恩募款聚餐，每人自付30元，就愿意参加者请与肖牧师联系。So September 23rd, Sunday at 5:30 p.m. So theology seminar dinner. So $30 per person. So if you are interested to attend, please contact Pastor Chiu. 再有的脑中残谈就不再谈了啊。我们今天请消息呢，更多的消息请大家看布告栏。So please see bulletin board for more church news. So shall we stand? Let's sing doxology. 请起立，我们大家一起唱三一颂。